The Conference Committee on House File 1830, the Omnibus State and Local Government and Elections Finance Bill will come to order. Today is Tuesday, May 9th, 2023. It is 1:18 and a half. Excuse me, 2. It's 2:20 in the afternoon, and a quorum is present. We're going to use our time today to go through and adopt provisions from the local government section, though not all of them. And we're also going to do a few provisions from the state government part of the bill. And with that, unless there are questions, I'm going to invite Ms. James and Mr. Guerin to the table to go through the table. Good afternoon, if you'd like to proceed.
Madam Chair and members, I'm Stephanie James, Senate Counsel, and my counterpart.
Matt Guerin from House Research.
And we are going to start with the document that is labeled Proposed to be Adopted, State Government Policy for Consideration of the Conference Committee on House File 1830, dated May 9th, 2023. The table has three items on it. The committee will only consider the first two today. The first item is the recommendations of the Advisory Task Force on State Employment and Retention of Employees with Disabilities. This is a large number of sections. These are changes requested and recommended by this task force. In the two bills, the House and the Senate, the provisions were very similar, but for some stylistic differences, the proposal for the committee is to take Senate sections 1 through 24.
And Madam Chair, the next item on the chart is the series of information technology provisions from that article of the bill. This is all in Chapter 16E. There's a variety of administrative changes to the work of minutes, as well as the establishment of the cybersecurity grant program, changes to the Odyssey Fund, and a number of other technical and administrative things related to that work. So the proposal here is to accept Senate sections 1 through 10, with the exception of adopting the House article title, which includes the word cybersecurity on line 53.10.
Ms. James.
Madam Chair, and then the proposal would also include adopting the A61 amendment, which is the change to the effective dates. This is changes the effective dates for the Odyssey Fund changes, and it makes them effective the day after final enactment.
Members, the A61 is in your packet. And this is a request coming from Minute, as I understand it. Ms. James has explained the amendment. It's pretty simple. Does anybody have a question for Council? And Representative Nash would move the A61 amendment.
I would move the A61.
Representative Nash moves the A61. Seeing no questions, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 And those opposed, say no. And that motion is adopted. And then as we are moving here, I think that we should proceed to move the state government sections that we're moving today. And so Senator Bolden will move that the provisions included on the document titled Proposed to be Adopted State Government Policy dated May 9th, page 1, items 1 and 2 as amended.
So move, Madam Chair.
Senator Bolden moves that the provisions included on the document titled Proposed to be Adopted State Government Policy dated May 9th, page 1, items 1 and 2 as amended are before us. Members, do you have any questions? Seeing no questions, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 And those opposed, say no. And that motion is adopted. And that concludes the state government sections for today. Thank you, Ms. James. Have fun in capital investment. And then I would invite Ms. White. And Ms. Griffin to join us.
Madam Chair and members, so for the record, my name is Chelsea Griffin. I'm with House Research. I'm going to cover the first five provisions on the sheet titled 2023 Omnibus Local Government Policy Articles with a subtitle of Local Government Policy Provisions for Potential Adoption with today's date of May 9th. The first item is the open meeting law provision. This is a House-only provision, and it removes the state of emergency limitation on participation by members of certain public bodies from a non-public location for certain health reasons. Item two is the additional investment authority for qualifying local units of government. This language is the same between the House and Senate. Item three is Library Advisory Board language for Ramsey and Anoka counties. This language is the same between the House and the Senate. Item four is the contracting and construction manager at risk language. This is as amended by the A31 amendment. I will explain the amendment. On the House side of the side-by-side, there are two provisions that relate to construction manager at risk. There was one provision that was specific to Hennepin County, and there was another provision that applied to municipalities generally. The Hennepin County language was more comprehensive. It defined more terms. It addressed additional aspects of construction manager at risk, and so the amendment takes the Hennepin County language but applies it to all municipalities. And then item five is the native landscapes language. This is a House-only provision.
Ms. White.
Madam Chair, Joan White from Senate Council. The next section is municipal hotel licensing. It allows cities and towns to adopt an ordinance requiring hotels to be licensed. The language in the House and Senate was very similar, but the Senate language is recommended. The next section repeals is the repealer of the political subdivision compensation limit. There's two sections related to this. There's one section that it's technical, it just deletes a cross-reference, and the other section repeals the actual law. The next section is the Metropolitan Mosquito Control District Director removes the requirement that the director be an entomologist. That's a House-only provision. The next is St. Paul Design Build Authorization. It's a Senate-only provision allowing St. Paul to use a design build contract for a skate park. And the last is a repealer. The staff recommends a House repealer, and it repeals two obsolete subdivisions in the Hennepin County chapter of law, and then the political subdivision salary cap law.
Thank you both. Members, do you have questions? All right. No questions. Then Rep. Greenman, would you like to move the A31 amendment?
So moved. So
Rep. Greenman moves the A31 amendment. This deals with construction manager at risk and a smoothing out, if you will, between two different provisions. Ms. Griffin explained it to us. Members, do you have any questions about that? All right, then. Seeing no questions, all those in favor of the A31, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And those opposed, say no.
Nope.
And that motion is adopted. Members, do you have questions about the provisions before us? This is not the last of the local government sections. We have maybe one or two more pieces, but it is almost all of local government. Any questions? Representative Nash.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I wish that I could vote for all of this. If we were to pull out 7 and 11, I might actually just be, of a mind to vote for the balance of it. But I know that's not how we do things. But there are many good provisions in here that I know were worked on in a very bipartisan manner, and then we throw in some other stuff, so I will be voting no.
I appreciate that, Representative Nash. I do. All right. Seeing no further questions, Representative Greenman's going to move that the provisions included on the document titled 2023 Omnibus Local Government Policy, Articles House File 1826 and Senate File 1424, dated May 9th, pages 1 and 2, as amended, be included in the conference committee report.
All of that, so moved.
Representative Greenman moves that the provisions included in the document titled 2023 Omnibus Local Government Policy Articles, House File 1826 and its Senate File 1424, dated May 9th, pages 1 and 2 as amended, be included in the conference committee report. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Those opposed, say no.
No.
And that motion is adopted. All right. So as you would expect, we are working now, and we are hoping to finish this bill up at some point tomorrow. We have a couple more provisions in local government and a number of provisions left in state governments, though we're making a lot of headway. The spreadsheet is pretty much set, though there's a lot of work to do on the riders. So I expect that tonight we'll be doing some work not in public, and then tomorrow we're going to be together a lot as we're moving the pieces through. So if there are thoughts or questions, and I've heard from we've heard from lots of people, but if you have things that you have questions about, we're coming to this point. We're going to be moving a lot of the policy tomorrow and the budget itself. Do you have anything more that you'd like to say, Rep. Freiberg?
Yeah, just thought I'd mention we're in a similar position on the elections portions also. So we have, one or two issues we still need to button up, but we're very close on everything in the spreadsheet. As in the case of state government, the spreadsheet's about ready to go too.
Madam Chair.
Representative Nash.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Will there be public testimony taken tomorrow during the long time that we'll be spending together?
Representative Nash, we did take public testimony in the first hearing that we held, but if there are people of the public that would like to testify tomorrow, of course, we will make space for that.
Thank you.
Of course. Okay. All right. There is no further business. Chair Cleavorn, do you have anything that you want to add about tomorrow?
No, we will be working diligently tonight to see how far we can get through the items where we currently have some disagreement. Please stay tuned. We do plan to hold a committee meeting tomorrow, and I will try to be respectful of your lives as well as we plan that time. So we'll give you as much notice as possible and try not to make it too late. So thank you very much for being here today.
All right. There being no further business before us, this meeting is adjourned.